Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer is sponsored by Love Radio Network. This is Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer. If it's a car, motorcycle, boat, or anything else with an engine in San Diego, it's on Racer Radio. Now, here's your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome back. You are listening to AM 1170. Racer Radio. That's right. We got Racer Radio going, man. I tell you what, we are having got a full packed day. This segment's brought to you by San Diego Carburetor and Fuel Injection. If you need to get your race car up and running, San Diego Carburetor and Fuel Injection is where you need to be. 6622 University Avenue. Go to sdcarb.com. It could be a race car carburetor. It could be a vintage. And it can be fuel injection. He does it all. Hey, we got a great group in the house. We got Dirt Dude for one. How you doing, buddy?
What's up, race fans? You ready?
Don't you wish some car goes screaming through the building here right about now. So, hey, who are your two special guests?
None other than the Salazar family here. Yeah. Troy Salazar and Todd Salazar.
Absolutely. Welcome aboard, guys. Come on, hey, a close look.
Thanks for having us.
Well, and then, you're not talking.
Thanks for having us.
What, I got to give you a dollar? Jesus, look at this guy. Hey, folks, I'm telling you what, it's taking me a while to get him in here, but I think if anybody knows anything about Barona Speedway, you don't know nothing about Barona Speedway, because you guys have partnered up, got some great sponsors, and you guys are just knocking this track out of the park. I mean, you've come in with new clay. I mean, you guys have totally repainted. Tell us some of the other great things you've done.
The biggest improvement we've made as of lately, obviously, is the clay. To date, we've not stopped. We've put over 400 loads of clay on the ground at this point.
Wow. And where do you get your clay? I mean, is it a special?
That's none of your business.
You'd have to shoot me if you tell me. Yes. Okay, I got
it. To bury you in it.
Hey, I don't want to know. No, I don't want to know. I don't want to know. And you know, everybody, you know, but people are listening, you know, they're going, clay? I mean, okay. And tell, what is the reasoning? Why are you bringing dirt in when you're sitting on a mountain?
Well, the problem is the native material that's out there now, not only is DG and porous and ripping up tires, it just does not hold the surface that the racers want. So having to go outside of the box and bring in material that's usable for the racetrack makes all the difference in the world. The stickier, the better. No rocks. I mean, it's a home run when we can figure out the formula.
Yeah. And that's the key. It is a formula. And the weather has a lot to do with it. You might think you got it totally figured out, and then all of a sudden it gets really dewy and misty, and then it adds more liquid.
Changes everything. I mean, literally changes everything. Water content. Type of car we run, when the sun goes down, everything affects that surface. It's new to us. We're working on it. I'd be the first to admit it was not perfect the last race we ran. I will not rest until it is.
Well, of course. And let's face it, you're not just running one car.
We throw the kitchen sink at the
cars with different engines and different tires. And I mean, it's, I challenge anybody to go out there and water and cut and prepare a track better than you guys. I mean, I challenge anybody.
I tell everybody that I compare that track to a brownie.
Take
like when you're baking a brownie.
Take your headphones off. You're screaming at us.
I got one off already. I tell everybody it's like baking a brownie because, I mean, the center stays gooey, but the top gets crusted off. That's what happens during the summer, during the heat races and stuff like that. We come back out and regrade it and blade it and put water back on it. And that moisture, when it cools down, just wicks up from the surface, from the inner part of the track to the surface and remoisturizes the track. And it's one of those things you can't very tell on it. Like, is it going to be a hot day, cold day, a little bit of cloud cover, you know, and then summer is going to come around. You get the wind, blows the top of the track off. And the dirt itself is different. Every track you go to has a different makeup of clay where, you know, that's what you have to work with too.
I think that's why people run on dirt. Because of the inconsistency of the surface.
People run on dirt because it's a better show than asphalt. That's what
and that's because of the dirt. That's because of the dirt. Because, I mean, you know, when the dirt's not, you know, the 100%, well, it's not just for one driver. It's for all drivers.
Well, 20 cars falling in a line on asphalt, they don't get sideways. But you get 20 cars going sideways drifting, and they're all in different lanes. That's a show.
I always call it ballet.
You think the formula for the dirt is difficult. Imagine when you're in the car making the adjustments for the ever-changing conditions. I mean, you throw the dwarf cars on there, and then the modifieds come out there and just beat the tar out of it. It changes everything. Yeah. And the drivers have to adapt as we do. We got to work together here. You know what I mean?
What did you guys do? You ran the dwarfs one night first before anybody else?
It was opening night.
Oh, did I hear hoopalas for that? They thought that was the greatest thing in the world because they had a fresh track all to themselves.
Well, I interviewed the winner at the end of that, and he's like, dude, those last five laps, that was coming in. He goes, I had it matted trying to get this car to go as fast as it would,
really?
And it was sticking the whole time. He goes, if we would have started this race now at this point, it would have been totally different. He goes, I don't know if I could have won it or not.
Wow. Well, and that's really it because, you know, the heart of the track is the surface. I mean, let's face it. Because it's good for the drivers, and that in turn gives the consumer who's watching the race even a better show.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. So how much more dirt can you put down, or have you got pretty much where
we're
you're
We're good where we're at right now. We are talking about doing a couple other things I'm trying to convince my brother of. One thing I would like to do in moving forward this year is definitely introduce the motorcycles and the quads back out to Barona Speedway. Mm-hmm. They have such a huge following. We've got the room to do it. Motorcycles take up a third of the room that cars do. I mean, you could put six of them in one trailer.
Yeah. Flat track guys. I just watched it. I just watched it the other night. I mean, these guys were on a dirt oval, and when the race was over, there was a black rubber strip all the way around.
Oh, the blue groove. Yeah.
Yeah, the blue groove. I'm going, holy moly. And these guys are. And again, you know, because there's really no place for those guys to run.
Yeah, they're limited. They have a series that they run down in the valley right now, and it's having a lot of success. I've reached out to a couple of them. Supposed to have a meeting with them here shortly. Hopefully this is going to work out. I'd love to see them at least come back and fill some of the gaps. It's all about what the best show for the fans is, and that's what we're interested in doing.
Well, and there's a group that run up at Paris, the go-karts. You know, the dirt carts.
I spoke to a go-kart guy before we got on the car to come here.
Yeah.
And the same thing. Whether we run them on the kids' track, whether we make a track that just outlines the kids' track specifically for them,
sure.
We're open to anything that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, and by the way, folks, just don't sit there on your duff and leave it up to the Salazar family. They do take suggestions at BaronaSpeedway.com. You know, they would love to have you give some ideas. And if you got money, that helps. And if you got bodies, that helps too.
If right. I could, just some of the things, again, we've done this year, improvements on the facility. One of the things I cannot say enough about our track staff, the volunteers, the people that help. Without them, we can't do what we do. I mean, it takes a village, literally, not just the drivers, but the facility in order to run. My family's been doing this a really long time. I'd like to thank my mom, my brother, extended family, both of our wives for putting up with us and allowing us to do this. It's time consuming. It's a thankless job at some point, but moving onward, some of the specifics of people that are helping us, Bob Belcher, that guy goes above and beyond. He is irreplaceable. I hope he never goes anywhere because we can barely do it without him.
Right.
Roger and Nancy Harper, Marvin Deb Chapman, Greg Smith, the tow truck driver. I mean, the list goes on. I don't want to miss anyone. Chris Porfilio, Eric Evans, the ladies in the scoring booth, the ladies at the check-in booth. I mean, it goes from top to bottom. Yeah. Without these people, we cannot do what we do, and I appreciate each and every one of you.
Absolutely.
You included, buddy. I'm sorry. I wasn't trying to.
No,
you're here.
Turn the page a couple times. I didn't write on the very back.
I didn't write your name down because you're here.
I just got to thank mostly the fans, man, because that's what really keeps it going is the
Absolutely.
Fans coming out to watch the races. That's it.
Yeah. And I've said it once, I've said it 100 times. Once you go, you'll go back again. It's that much fun. I mean, the racing is, I'll tell you, I challenge anybody to find anything more exciting. I mean, it's really amazing.
I'll tell you one thing that happened last week that I'm actually proud to say. The program started and ended at such a reasonable time. The stands were still totally full. Time management is everything, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. We lose them at 9:30, 10 o'clock. We ended the program at 8:34 last weekend, and the stands were packed. And the all the kids got a chance to go down into the
Right, then the pits became
meet
packed.
The drivers and sign autographs and do all that stuff. And that's, you know, it's what we need.
Yeah. No, I'm right there with you. And it's kind of, you know, yeah, no, I can't argue with that at all. And the coolness about it is, I mean, you know, for a minimal amount of money, what, $12?
Adults are $12. Teens are $8. 7 to 12, $4. 6 and under are free.
Yeah.
Show us a military ID.
Boom.
We're working on something, doing something different with that right now.
Yeah.
On even giving them a better rate.
Better bang for their buck. Well, you know, like I said, if you go anywhere else in town and put a family together, like go to a Padre game and see if you're going to spend See, I see how much money you spend feeding the family. Because you can go to your track, and you guys got a great vending and great cooks, but you can bring your own sandwiches. You can bring your own little barbecue. You can do whatever you want to do.
Bring your RV, your barbecues, your friends, an ice chest, the kids. Come out, spend an evening with us. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised.
Spend the night because you haven't seen the Verona party.
Welcome to do that, too. You can hear us call on Sunday morning with the wind blowing from
Well, I got to tell you, Todd used to call in a lot on radio, and every time he'd call in, he was always on the tractor. You could always hear the wind whipping around his head. Well, he'd be and hear that old tractor clanking along, working on the track.
It's an ever-ending process.
Never ending. Hey, let's take a quick break. When we come back, there's a whole lot more right here on Racer Radio, AM 1170, The Answer. Folks, hey, welcome back to Racer Radio. This segment brought to you by El Cajon Ford, where nobody, absolutely nobody, treats you better than El Cajon Ford. You can go to 1595 East Main Street. Mention you heard it on KCBQ. They've got a sale going on right now that'd knock your socks off. They are big, big supporters of Verona Circle Track. Why? Well, because Paul Dyke and his family race out there. They've been racing out there for what?
The kids started in the mini dwarf.
Yeah, in the mini dwarf. So, check it out, folks. And when you go down to El Cajon Ford and you're picking up a new or used car, tell them you heard it right here on KCBQ and tell them that, hey, thanks for supporting Verona, because they need to hear that. Because, I mean, let's face it, it's, you know, keeping these tracks alive, folks. It's not free. And when you're only charging $12 tops to get in, trust me, it takes a lot of bodies to keep that track on the road. So I got Todd and
Troy.
Troy. Right there on
that's
your
hurtful, Dave.
It's right on your shirt, for God's sakes.
Troy Dirt Inc.
Troy Dirt Inc. So, what do you do? Haul dirt?
Let me do. Guess. I haul clay too, Dave.
And that's
just
why
so
you
happens.
Know where the clay is. You're not going to tell anybody. So, now one of the people that we were thanking everybody, even Dirt Dude, for everything he does. I think your dad's in there someplace, or somebody's dad.
My father-in-law.
Yeah. What's his name?
Paul Wilson.
Okay.
He just retired.
Yeah.
So when we were getting the clay in there, he was doing knockdown for us and helping shape the racetrack.
He just likes driving all those big equipment, right?
Especially when I'm paying for it.
He put in countless hours out there. Could not have done it without him.
Well,
Thank you, Paul.
Yeah, and that's really you've got a nice list. Now, where are we at on your list?
I was rolling through here. I'd like to, if we can.
It's your segment, dude.
You mentioned El Cajon Ford. I'd like to thank some of our other sponsors that we just took on this season. Diesel Print Company. They print all of our shirts, hats, banners, everything that we're doing.
Wow.
Love having them on board. The guy's been very helpful to us. Look forward to dealing with him in the years to come. Acme Well Drilling, Whaley Pools. Ron, thanks over there for everything you do. Coastline Steel, Native Descendants, Doss Painting, Southwest Boulder and Stone, Coachworks, Davis Bixby Trucking 2, RDO Equipment, Pollock Earthworks, Countywide Towing. Thank you, Billy. National Tank Company, D3, Sexton Fire Protection, Swift Powder Coating, Rex Harvey, and Troy Dirt.
He's asking you to read his notes.
Well, he's a friend of ours.
He just told me their name today. He removed a beehive out of one of the bathrooms.
He takes care of our bee problems.
Oh, do you have a bee problem up there?
Sometimes. And he spectates.
Oh, and he spectates.
Rex is a big race fan.
And there's always room for more. Hey, you know, not since we're advertising. If somebody wanted to throw a billboard up there, what kind of money are we looking at?
We put a billboard up 8x12 with any design logo you want, $1,000. Look me up on the website.
Wow.
Send me the artwork. That includes the cost of the sign.
For how
long?
You can
find us on BaronaSpeedway.com for the entire season.
We put your name on anything, even the water truck.
The water truck is definitely for sale, the tank.
How much can I get for the back of his head? I can put Racer Radio right on the, we'll shave it. Oh, man, come on. I'll even do the shaving myself. Well, that's not bad. That's $1,000. That's definitely.
Seems affordable.
Because you're averaging 500 to 600 fans a week.
Uh-huh.
Times 12, that's a lot of eyeballs.
Yeah.
That's a lot of exposure.
Times 16, actually. We have 16 races.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. Go ahead.
I just wanted to mention, next race, April 21st, first flag drops at 5 o'clock, IMCA Modified, Super Stocks, Street Stocks, Pony Stocks, Pure Stocks, and Dwarf Cars. Mm-hmm. We're also going to incorporate the kids as well. Right. Kind of a special event for them. Gates open at 12. Racing starts at 5.
Right. And usually you're done by 10, you know, roughly, depending on the night.
We'd like to shave that down to about 9 o'clock.
Yeah, sure. It's only like you've been there 7 days a week.
Yeah, right.
Well, you know, and I can't. And the other thing, too, by the way, if you haven't been to the website, folks, maybe you're new to town. Maybe you're in the military. Maybe you race back in North Carolina and you wanted to race out here. All the rules and regulations are on the website. So it's, and then if there's a phone number, there's actually a phone number there if you want to talk to a real person. Or come to the track, get a pit pass, find the division that you think you would like to get involved in. Just speak to one person and they'll all come talk to you.
There's cars for sale out there right now in every division that we run.
Isn't that insane?
Yeah.
I know. That's why I'm not looking.
Get the bug. That's all it takes.
Oh, I know. You don't have to tell me. Every time somebody gives me a ride in something, I end up buying it.
Some really exciting news of something coming up, and I really want to try to push this because it's something the fans have not had the opportunity to see in some time. The California Lightning Sprints will be returning to Barona on May 19th.
Wow.
And that is the entire club. We're anticipating anywhere from 25 to 30 of their cars. They came out for practice and the result was really good. The positive comments they had about the new surface.
Uh-huh.
They turned 12 second laps at that racetrack.
Goodness gracious.
It's pretty impressive. But
so explain what a lightning sprint is for maybe folks that have never seen one.
A lightning sprint is basically a shrunk down sprint car that has up to a 1200 cc motorcycle engine in it. Doesn't matter manufacturer, Kawasaki, Honda, Suzuki, whatever they want to run in it, but it's up to a spec of what the group has decided they can run. They're pretty impressive. It's a wing,
big honking wing.
They got a big giant wing on the top of the car that helps them navigate their way through the corners. And when they're hooked up, they're one of probably the fastest cars you will see at that race.
Wow.
And you're doing our quarter mile in 12 to 13 seconds, probably.
Compared to say, what are some of the other cars there? What do they run a quarter?
Dwarf cars, you're probably the 14, 15s, you know, mods are probably right about there with the dwarf cars. Those are their two fastest divisions other than the lightning sprints.
Wow. That's...
The only thing that was really fastest when we ran them there was 360s and 410 sprinters.
The 600 sprint cars were quicker.
Why?
Back in the day.
Back in the day.
Those cars long disappeared.
Yeah. No kidding. So what else you got?
I'm milling through this.
I
want to talk about again the lightning sprints. Really excited. They raced last night at Ventura and just put on a heck of a show. Like I said, I cannot wait.
It is a show.
They have not been out to Barona in 10 years or more.
Right.
And there's only a few local of them. Those guys travel all over the place. Yeah.
They're pretty excited about coming down here, and we're pretty excited about having them.
Absolutely.
I'm anxious to bring that to the fans. I think it's really something to see.
Yeah, and that's true. And the other thing we're going to work on, too, and we haven't quite figured out how to pull it together. I have been traveling the last 2 weeks. So I'm back in town again. So I want to start reaching out and do like a celebrity race. Get 8, 10, 39, Fox all out there.
I love that idea.
In a car, put them in a pure stock. You know, do some laps and, you know, and get them to promote it on their TV stations.
Absolutely.
To get their fans to come out and have their own little rooting, you know, little route sections or where each station can have their own little.
Maybe let's do it.
Rope it off a little bit, you know, where they like this is 8, 10, 39, Fox. Yeah, I think it'd be a hoot.
Tabaka Lipkin, you've been put on notice. We're going to need you out at Barona Speedway. We'll find a car for you.
Well, I've already
Fox
talked.
Fox Sports.
Yeah, I've talked to. Well, then we got to decide, do we want to have it all male or what, male and female? I think we should do both male and female.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Not from how she talked. She was game on and wanted to do it.
They're all, when I mention it to anybody in KUSI, they're all game on. They're all going, they're all ready to rock and roll.
Would that include you then or not? Because you'd handicap them already. Because you already got the driving advantage that they don't have.
I know.
We have to tie a big yellow ribbon on the back of your car, Dave.
Oh, no, I have this thing called red mist. I'm terrible. I mean, whenever I'm behind, I always purposely get behind and work my way to the front. I did Bondurant, and you know they say no touching at Bondurant, and this is with Mark Maynard, and if he's listening, he's gonna call in, but I don't think he's listening, thank God. And I started dead last, and they says, of course, no touching, you know, do not touch. So by the time I got and won the race, the whole front bumper out of the car had no paint on it.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I was putting, I'd come in, tack it, and you'd get all wiggly and bash out.
Rubbin's racing, Dave.
So, yeah, and it's a red mist thing, you know. I mean, I saw, but no, I would definitely want to come out there. Hey, Oh, yeah, okay. I just freaked out. I just seen Chris Holtzk on the line, and that's probably another guy you need to deal with. He works with sprint cars. He's going to bring him to Paris Auto Speedway.
Love to talk to
him. So when we do the interview, you guys put headphones on. That way you guys are more than welcome to talk to him, and he's going to talk to us about – and he's a great promoter. I mean, okay. He is a phenomenal promoter. In fact, he might be your inside track to motorcycles.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken, I know I'm old, but I think he does motorcycles as well. So when we take our break and we come back, we'll chat with him as well. Because Chris is on the same mindset you are. We got to support all the local tracks, especially in Southern California.
Absolutely. I'd like to figure out how to refine our schedule the best that we can. Mm-hmm. Cooperate with Ventura, Paris, Cocoa Paw, any of these guys. Yeah. I mean, it's not... If we divide these cars and we're racing them all on the same night, it does no one any good.
It doesn't anybody. And not even the racers, because the racers want to have a good...
Well, they're torn of who they're going to end up racing. Did that guy go down the hill or stay up here?
It's, right.
I mean, I like to thank a lot of people that come out to our track as far as drivers. I mean, last race we had Kelsey Foley and Chaz Baca, Bill Miller. They came out of Central Arizona. Wow. And we also had Jessica Clark came down from Ventura area. So our track gets his name out there a little bit, and people are willing to travel to come to it.
What did I say? Once they get on the track or in the stands, they come back. It's just getting them there that, you know, get them in there that first time and give them a good show. And by the way, who does your trophies? You better be thanking that guy. Who does your trophies? Nobody knows who they do the trophies.
We just switched to a new one. Nancy Harper took over for the trophies.
Okay.
And so she just switched to a new company. I can find out who that is.
Okay, well, I just thought,
mostly it's the sponsors on the trophy is what gets promoted the most.
Gotcha. And by the way, that is an opportunity. You can have your own trophy, right?
Absolutely. Yep.
So that's might be something I'll think about. All right. Hey, let's go ahead and take a break right now, and then we'll just, it's a minute early. That's okay, but we'll get Chris on the line, and we'll do some more and talk about Paris Auto Speedway and their event coming up. And folks, you're going to want to definitely take a listen to this right here on AM 1170, The Answer. All right, folks. Hey, welcome back. You are listening to AM 1170, The Answer. This is Racer Radio. All you guys here okay?
I can hear you.
All right, let me see which one's your cable here, so make sure I get you tuned in. There we go.
How's good. That? Perfect.
All right. Hey, this is AM 1170 Racer Radio, and this segment is brought to you by the good folks at Paris Auto Speedway. Boy, I tell you what, half-mile track, unbelievable. You got to go check it out. We got Chris Holt on the line. Hey, Chris, how you doing, buddy?
Hi, Dave. How you doing?
Doing wonderful. Got the Barona guys in and told them you were going to be coming on. They were pretty excited to hear what you've got offering Paris Auto Speedway.
Well, you know, we're talking about sprint cars now, the 410s, and that's coming up on this weekend, April 21st. It's the Sikola Shootout. This is a tribute to Gary Sikola. He was the racing director and the president of the CRA for about 10 years, back in 1978 through 88. And so we have the Gary Sikola Shootout once a year, and that happens to be coming up here this April 21st.
All right, so... This is going to be at Paris Auto Speedway.
Paris Auto Speedway on the half mile. These are the 410s. You know, they're into their third race. They had one in Arizona, then last night up in Northern California. Next week here at Paris Auto Speedway. So right now, Damon Gardner is the point leader. And, you know, every year that's part of the show is who leads the points. And, again, Damon Gardner, he's going for championship number 7. Just like last year, it won't be easy because he's got a lot of contenders.
Right. And isn't this a new ride for him this year?
New sponsor.
New sponsor. That's what it was.
Same ride. He's got hooked up with Trent Shoring. That's, you know, the Malloy people. Mm-hmm. The Malloys have been racing since the 40s. They were actually, Emmett Malloy was the guy that actually was one of the two or three people that started the CRA back in a garage in 1946.
Wow.
And interestingly enough, the sponsor that the Demon has with Mark Alexander is on the property right there in the area that Carroll Speedway was built. And that was the first CRA racetrack. So it's kind of a big circle that's come around that the Malloy family started the CRA, and now they're sponsoring the championship contender.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
How many cars do you expect?
We usually get 25, 30 cars. You know, you never know who's going to be there. Some of the people that were up at Tulare last night probably won't be at Paris. And, you know, you never know who's going to come over from Arizona. But we'll have all the normal heavy hitters, you know, the Brody Roa, Damon Gardner, Jake Swanson, the Williams. Last night, Austin Liggett won up there. He's going to race a couple of times this year. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he's going to come out this weekend. I do know that Danny Freya, they call him, you know, Hollywood Freya, he's coming down. Got a couple of guys maybe going to have Ryan Bernal in one of the local cars. Going to have, interestingly enough, is going to be the five-time Arizona champion. He's got a new ride now, and that's the Wilson Cheney number 42. So he's coming over from Arizona. Hopefully he'll drag a few guys. He usually does. So, you know, it's just hard to say that who's going to be there. I do know that Showtime, Danny Sheridan, he is coming over in an Arizona car, and that's a good car. And then there's a rumor going around, and I can't say that this is true. The rumor going around is that Fat Boy Ricky Gaunt, you know, Super Ricky, that he's been over at the Alexanders and bolting in a seat into their backup car. I don't think he's going to run, but they say he's got a seat in there, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, too. So for the folks out there maybe just tuned in or not sure, what is a 410?
410 cubic inch, and like we're talking about the Gary Cicola shootout. Mm-hmm. Gary Cicola is the guy that was very instrumental to getting with Ted Johnson way back in the late 70s and implementing the 410 cubic inch rule. You know, they were getting up 430, 450 cubic inches, and they were putting in these wild cams and blowing up engines. And Gary said, you know, 410, this is a high horsepower engine at the time, 600. Now they're up to about 900.
Mm-hmm.
But he's the guy that said, let's keep this V8 at 410 cubic inches. So we're going to have the Chevy configuration. We'll have for sure some Mopars. Once in a while, we'll get a Ford thrown in there. But it's a big horsepower.
Yeah, and this is a non-wing car, correct?
Correct. This is the conventional, traditional sprint cars, you know, like the California Lightning Sprints that are going to be at Barona. They have the wing.
Right.
The CRA does not.
Have you ever been out to Barona Speedway?
Yeah, a couple of times. I like the place.
Yeah.
I know how to get there from both ends, you know, through by Waitman's shop, and I can come the other way through Tony Everhart's area there.
There you go.
And I just can't seem to go to the Speedway without hitting the Barona Resort there.
Well, of course. Well, Todd's kind of dream. He's like to see a 410 on that track. How hard would that be?
They've been there before. That's we've had them there.
Oh.
We've done them. It's just been years.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. And you do got to come in from the south end. You can't come in from the north end with the big trailers anymore.
Yeah. Well, because what we're trying to do, they brought in all new clay. I mean, they're really, really ramping this track up. And, you know, like everybody else in the series, you know, trying to get everybody together. You know, are you still doing motorcycles?
You know, that's Scott. Scott's the motorcycle guy. And you want to know anything about a motorcycle, Scott's the guy.
That's true.
He can tell you anything and everything going back, I think, 150 years.
That and hockey.
Yeah.
And I bet he has a picture of it, too, because he did track photography for so long.
Oh, yeah. He was a great track photographer.
He came out from Detroit, and he was one of our, you know, I worked at Ascot, too. He was one of our track photographers. He usually would cover turn three. You know, I made the programs back then and always enjoyed his work. It was always good.
Yeah.
You know, Southern California has really been blessed with good photographers, and you got one over in your own backyard there that moved over to Alpine now, Mike Arthur. The guy is the master. Right. I mean, he sets the bar, and he's right there in your backyard.
Well, you got a pretty good announcer at Paris Auto Speedway, too.
You know, I've worked with a lot of them, and Scott's great. I mean, he does his homework. He knows what he's talking about. He doesn't get upset. You know, sometimes I might break in on the headphone, you know, and most announcers would start throwing things, and Scott says, oh, hold on.
Yeah. That's his little hold on. That's his dead giveaway. Well, and not blowing his horn, but Dirt Dude's in the house as well, and he does Barona. How many years have you been doing Barona?
I think I started around 2002, somewhere around there. And I grew up going to Ascot. My dad used to race Ascot, too. So I've got my Ascot programs, and I still miss that track. Yeah. You know, that's one of those greatest tracks. Oh, yeah.
It was a granddaddy.
Yeah, it surely was. But, you know, it's like all tracks. You know, we were just talking about Cajon Speedway sitting out there off a little bit east of the airport, just as empty as it was when they shut the doors.
That's heartbreaking.
Well,
I mean, just like you guys actually, when you moved into Paris, that area, you had no housing around you. You guys could go as long as you want. You didn't have anything. And now you're up against, you got hard curfews and penalties and everything like that because people ain't move right next to you.
Yeah, and it's fairgrounds. The private owners are getting few and far between. The fans don't realize how important it is to support all the racetracks, for all the racetracks to get together and not schedule against each other. It's just, there's a lot of dynamics that...
Okay, now that you've touched on it, now that you've touched the hot button, what do we need to do? Because I think every track wants to do it. Nobody knows how to do it. Now, you've been around since dirt. Well, what would you suggest?
They have the promoters workshop up there in Reno at the, you know, in the off season. But I think if you got Jimmy Naylor, you know, because he's close by to Ventura, if you got Naylor together with the guys up with Tulare and Donnie and, you know, from Paris and down there at Barona, if you got them all together in a room and sit down with a calendar.
Yeah, you need to throw Kokopah in the mix too, because they're taking some of your cars and some of our cars when they do run.
Yeah, over there in Arizona, you know, and the USAC people, they're pretty heavily involved in everything now, and you got Peoria, and so, yeah, everybody needs to get together here in the western states. And
well, you're a promoter. You see it better than a racer does.
Yeah.
A racer just goes track to track to track to track to track. As long as the gate's open, they're racing. But you're a promoter. You know it better than anybody. You know, I'm over here, and so's Todd and Troy. Because, you know, unless you fill the seats and get advertisers, because this racing thing is not cheap.
Right. I let all that stuff go with Donnie Gazarian. He's the guy that...
That's true.
He's the guy. So I pretty much back out, stay out of all that.
Yeah.
But, you know, I do hear about, like, Irwindale might have one kind of a race the same night as another track is having a race. You know, fortunately, this weekend, you got the... Lightning Spritz down there at Barona, and then we got the big 410s here. The following week on the 28th, we got the big Night of Destruction, you know, and that could clash with other racetracks. I don't know, but we're packing the places on Night of Destruction.
And that's the key. We need to get everybody together, either during this season, or we can't do anything this season, but prior, maybe halfway in, and we all have a conference someplace, sit down and see what we can do from a calendar's point of view. But,
I've seen it work. Years ago, Ascot, we had the TQs, and Ventura had their NMRA, and then there was the other one.
Mm-hmm.
They got together, and it, like, doubled everybody's crowd.
I'm all for it.
Troy's been saying that since he sat down.
We talked about it for 20 minutes in the commercial break. It's the smartest thing that could happen.
Yeah.
Cooperations amongst racetracks is better for not only the promoters and the racetrack itself, but the drivers also.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And I don't think we have anybody out there that's having an ego problem or would not even have a problem working around the schedule. Because the race fan, once you put the schedule out, they mark the schedule, and that's what they're going to go.
The egos disappeared when the tracks disappeared.
Yeah, you funny thing, huh?
Yeah.
Well, you know, and there's guys like you, Chris Agajanian. I mean, there's only a few of you guys left, and you guys are the glue to this puzzle as well. I mean, you know, don't sell yourself short either, because without your organizational skills and Chris's and, you know, and a lot, I'm sure there's a few other groups around as well. You know, it's a tough call. It's a tough call.
Yeah. I had the, I guess, the privilege and honor of working with Ben Foote, who was really the right-hand guy there at Ascot. And, you know, as good as Chris is and everything, I do remember a few times when Ben would say, Chris, don't you do that.
Yeah, why does that not surprise me? All right, let's go back to your event coming up. What's the date?
Well, that's the 21st. That's this Saturday coming up. Gary Sokola Classic. You know, we're going to have all the big boys again. And right now, the Demon is the point leader. We're going to have Jake Swanson and the Williams boys. We'll have, you know, all the guys that you normally expect. On top of that, we're going to also have the senior sprints. And the war will continue as last year with John Aiden and Richard McCormick. You know, they were checking out for a championship. John Aiden wasn't able to make all the races. And then you throw in Ed Schwartz. You know, he's one of their senior sprint contenders. And then we're going to have the young guns. You know, one of your guys, I think he's from down your area too, Joel Rayborn, maybe?
Oh, that kid. Is he amazing or what?
He is really amazing. Very articulate. And he's a good driver.
Yeah, he's a very good driver.
Wait till you see this guy in a good race car. And so then that's going to be the three divisions. We'll have the last year's Rookie of the Year, Matt McCarthy. This guy is going to get unleashed here a little bit by Tony Jones, who has been his instructor. We'll have Tommy Malcolm, who in the middle of the last year, towards the end of the last year, he started to impress a lot of people. Max Adams, A.J. Bender. There's another one that's coming up with some new paint jobs, trying to get some of the old bad luck away from them. Just a lot of guys. We'll have 25, 30 guys, like I say, and it's always a good race. On nights that we get 20 cars, right. It seems like we've had that happen once or twice.
Yeah,
it's
awesome.
Still a good race.
Sure is.
Yeah.
Got a website?
ParisAutoSpeedway.com.
That's it. ParisAutoSpeedway.com. Chris, always, always good talking to you. And anytime you want to chat and put a group together, you let me know, and I'll help you put it together.
All righty.
All right, man. Stay safe.
15 minutes went past us.
Boy, doesn't it, though?
Yeah. All righty.
All right, folks. We're going to take a small break. We come back. We got the Salazars in the house. Oh, yeah, we got Dirt Dude, too. Right here on AM 1170, The Answer. We're good. This is AM 1170. This is Racer Radio, brought to you by Certified Car Clinic. Need to get a dyno pull? Maybe you're building a race car. Maybe you got a hot rod. Mentioned a Certified Car Clinic that you heard it on radio. You get a massive discount off your first dyno pull. 11370 North Woodside Avenue. Go talk to the boys. Certified Car Clinic. Tell them I sent you. All right. We got Todd and Troy Salazar in the house, plus Dirt Dude from Barona Speedway. I invited them to come in and talk about all the new upgrades at Barona Speedway. If it's been a while since you have been there, trust me, you need to take a run back up the mountain. You'll be surprised. Prices of the tickets have only gone up, what, $2?
Yep.
If that. And it's just an opportunity. The car count is huge. Their calendar is huge. They're running, what, 5-6 divisions a night? And you can be done by 9-9.
Yeah. Sometimes.
And you can be done by 9-9:30. Great evening, and if you want to camp out, there's a ton of stuff. What else you got on that big list of yours, man?
I forgot to mention one thing that we worked a lot on and kind of proud of it. The new website, BaronaSpeedway.com. One thing that you're going to see coming to that, we've got a new track photographer. His name's Chad Clark, Lasting Images by Chad Clark. He's an excellent photographer. Those pictures will be available through our website. You can get with him, order whatever you want. He'll put it on a plate, a coffee cup, cutting board, whatever you want. He's an excellent dude. He's totally committed to the cause, and we're glad to have him. Thanks, Chad.
So are you going to start putting these shows on the website? That's it. Then I'll start driving everybody to the website to listen to the shows if they missed.
There you go.
If you can get them up there.
We can. Right. We have the ability to do that if you can make them available.
I send them to Smiley there every week, right?
Yeah.
You get them?
Yeah.
You listen to yourself?
No, I hate listening to myself.
I don't blame you.
Next race up at Barona, April 21st. Flag drops at 5 o'clock. IMCA modified, super stocks, street stocks, pony stocks, pier stocks, and dwarf cars.
Wow. Cool.
And then those California Lightning Sprints are coming up fast, too.
Are you going to be able
May 19th.
Are you going to be able to call those little guys?
I think I can do it.
You think you can do it?
Done it before.
A lot of cars. They go fast. That's pretty quick. I wouldn't want to be a scorer.
That's the job I never would want.
No. I would never be a scorer.
You don't get to watch anything other than turn four.
Yeah, and that in your paper.
Yeah.
Four paper.
Especially when there's a lot and they're going fast. It's hard to keep up with.
What else you got?
Just one more thing I wanted to mention.
You got 10 minutes.
Oh, okay, then we got time. I wanted to say congratulations to Ryan Beat, the 51 car out of Alpine, California. Won in the Pro Light division last night.
Congrats.
Good for him. They've been family friends of ours forever. Yeah. Good job, buddy. He's one of the few guys I see out there that literally wrenches on his own car. Full family program. Good for you, man. Proud of you.
Yeah. Well, and I think what I like is the profile of all the different drivers you have at Barona. You got school teachers, you got business people, you got dealership owners. I mean, you got every walk of life out there spinning around.
Oh,
I like to see the advancement from our junior drivers. You know, they start off on the junior track, and now they're on the big track, and some of them moved on to other big racing venues, and they all started on our track.
Look at Sheldon Creed.
Yeah.
And didn't he start with you guys?
Yeah.
Well, he's been racing go-karts and everything.
Yeah.
He's a nice young man. I really like
him. He's a wheelman. He can drive anything.
Did he just build a dwarf car?
He had one
very briefly.
What happened? Did he kill it?
No, he sold it.
No, he sold it because I think his time is committed elsewhere.
You think?
Yeah, he's in high demand.
He's in super high demand. Yeah, I've worked with him and his grandfather now.
Yep,
Maurice Ortega.
Maurice Ortega.
Nice man.
Just an amazing, amazing, amazing family. And anytime anybody can teach Robbie Gordon a trick or two,
right?
He's in my back pocket.
Going back to the all walks of life, though, that and seeing these kids growing up that have been there that are now running in the taller divisions, different types of cars, men, women, kids, all of the above.
Makes you feel old, huh?
A little bit, but it's cool to see. I mean, the whole transition, you know, and watching the track develop.
By the way, you're going to get yourself in trouble because there's a guy, I think he's still out there at Barona. His name is Hinkle, Fire and Safety.
Tom Hinkle.
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
Oh, we didn't thank the fire crew.
Yeah, I was just going to mention it. Just
fire and rescue.
Well, I made the fatal mistake one time. He says, hey, you want to come out in the fire truck in the infield at Cone Speedway? Yeah, sure. You know, that'd be a different aspect. I'll never do that again in my life, dude. I don't know how the driver knew the cars were crashing before they crashed because he was gone before they were crashing. And if you weren't ready and hanging on to something, you could end up on the dirt.
Yeah,
but that's a dedicated, that guy, he's hardcore. His whole crew is hardcore.
Remember when I told you I had a list of names I was going to leave someone out? Sorry about that, Tom.
That's okay. And, you know, I think a lot of his crew, aren't they military? I mean, a lot of them are either retired or still active military.
Or firemen, yeah.
God, just amazing. I mean, it's the most fun, folks. I'm telling you. You know, if you haven't done it, I know I sound like I'm beating a dead horse, but if you, once you take the kids, that's the main thing. Get the family, you know. Going to a movie is one thing, but when you go to the track and you can run around the hills, I mean, it's really
where
the best.
Can you go be entertained for 3 hours? Literally,
for $12.
Adult ticket prices $12. teens $8. Kids $4. I mean, it's the cheapest game in town. You can bring your own food.
I don't know any
other track that you can bring your own food and drinks.
We have a concession stand, and they do make good food there as well.
That
however,
beef and cheddar tri-tip is pretty awesome.
Now, you're
man.
Lucky Michelle's not here because her and I were up there last time, and we could not find that building to save our lives.
The hamburger stand in the middle of everything, and
it takes up the entire front stretch. I don't know where you were.
20x60.
We swear to God, we could smell it. We couldn't find it. So we since you don't listen because you're always out working on the track, have we not been complaining we want signage?
I think next time they come up, we're going to have to get a VIP golf cart to take
them. I'm going to escort you from the front gate.
Because it smells so good.
One more thing I want to circle back around on and address, if we could just take a minute.
Sure.
Bringing all this new material into the racetrack has been a huge improvement.
Right.
It is an ever-evolving animal that, again, I will not rest until we figure out this formula. It's holding moisture the way that we want it to. We had a little bit of problem with some rutting the last race. There's definitely room for improvement. My brother and I will make sure that this happens. I think it may be another race or two. It will be perfect.
Right.
And that goes out to the drivers, the fans, and everyone. It's mission statement. That is our inevitable goal here.
Right.
Someone else we forgot to thank was Ken McCowan. His son races a junior sprint in the pony stock.
Mm-hmm.
He's out there helping me Friday nights and then Saturday mornings and then Saturdays.
Wow.
He's a big help to me.
Well, you've got a big volunteer crew.
We have to. It takes a village.
I mean, it does.
Like I said, people that aren't familiar with when it's a race week, my brother and I are messing with that track from the beginning or middle of the week through the weekend and don't go home until Sunday.
Right.
And it takes all hands on deck to make that happen.
Sure.
I cannot thank enough both of our wives, my wife Tammy at home, my daughter, for allowing me the time to do it. And without them standing behind us, there's no way this is possible.
And then I have Trisha's been stepping up and helping us with everything with the website. And she's stepping up, helping my mom with things at the pit booth, being in the pit booth.
Sure.
And then my two other kids, Tatum is 7, and then Ty's my boy, he's 2. and they just have a blast.
Oh, heck
they
yeah, man.
We're going camping to the track.
Yep. That's the future.
If I forgot to say this, this would be probably the worst thing ever. We're talking about sponsors and all this stuff. My mother, Judy Salazar, none of this happens without her.
Without.
She's 100%. She's there every weekend. She is all in. She works in the sign-in booth. She's running. She's everywhere.
Why? But why? Is it because of you guys? I mean, she doesn't look like she races.
I think we all got sucked into it, but it's a conglomerate of effort. Yeah. Like I said, we're a family and we're a pretty tight knit group.
And she takes it. She takes it dead serious. 100%.
Oh yeah. No, she is all in. But no. At end of day, she is also the decision maker around here. Right. So any of you that are questioning that, you'd probably have to go through our mother first.
Well, they got to go through you two first. Then you'll get to my mom.
Yeah. Don't blow her ego up too much.
Yeah, no, we don't want to do that. Oh, my gosh. You want to be able to get in the car.
Love you, Mom. Hey,
so one of the things I just wanted to say, you know, if you've been out to the track before, you haven't been out to the track, these guys have changed everything. I mean, from a new logo, from new dirt on the track to the whole track itself has been changed. Troy and Todd have been pouring their heart into it for this year, and it's really showing because the respect we're getting back on it and the feedback we're getting back on it is all positive. If you haven't been to the track before, it's been a long time since you've been in the track, come out and give it a try. It is all new this year.
Right. And you're absolutely right. And the spectator advantage points are great. You can go anywhere around the track and get some really nice advantage points to really watch the races.
You can go from the grandstands to sit in your car. There's a place up on the upper hill parked in their car watching it from
their car.
There's
a giant parking lot that has a bird's eye view of that place that you can have a fire pit and barbecue and everything and literally look right over the top of the whole place.
And then you can spend the night after you've partied in the pits and then get up the next morning.
As long as you're self-contained.
Well, you have to be self-contained.
There by 10, and it's on Sunday.
No throwing up. That's what I mean by self-contained. Well, on second thought. No, I mean, like I said, and if you haven't been up there, a lot of people are, I don't like going up Wildcat Canyon Road. No, they've really improved that. They've widened it in areas. They've got dividers down the center. And I don't think they allow drinking in the casino.
No.
At all. Yeah, you go to the casino as much as I go.
They have the food court or the downstairs, the plaza, where in the restaurants.
Yeah. So you don't have to worry about, because people.
But there
always
is overnight accommodations there, and it's only 4.5 miles away from the track.
I know. And how come you can't drag race track trailers in from the north? I thought that was
too tight of bends.
There's a big rock that hangs out one of those. There's a hairpin.
You haven't got rid of that yet?
We have a 40-foot fifth wheel, and I'm on pins and needles when I'm pulling up around the big rock.
You haven't pulled that boulder out of there yet?
No,
come on, get
yet.
Your Toyo.
I'll work on it.
No one will ever know. We'll just hear a big
boom. Couple of them trailers tried knocking it down before, that's for sure.
Yeah, I'm surprised somebody hasn't already. All right. Well, hey, BaronaSpeedway.com, BaronaSpeedway.com. Folks, I'm telling you. And if you go to the website, BaronaSpeedway.com, and say, hey, I heard you guys on KCBQ, what are you going to give the first five people?
I got family 4 packs of tickets I'd love to give away.
Woohoo! BaronaSpeedway.com. First five people that send them an email, you're going to get hooked up and you'll be a guest of Barona Speedway. And the number one guy, we might even give him some time on radio. All right, AM 1170, we're out of here.
Until then, who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you. Till we meet again.
Some trails are happy.
Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer is sponsored by Love Radio Network.